If you enjoy this podcast and want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B, and you can donate as little as a dollar a month, and it all goes to helping us create podcasts such as this one. Once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B.
Hello. Welcome again to episode number 43 of Across America. I'm your host, Jack Austin. With me, as always, is Robert Lamb.
Good day.
Here to speak on his adventures. As you know, he walked across the continental United States, starting from the state of Washington all the way in the state, his hometown state of Florida, might I add.
It's too bad that it was continental. I wish I could have walked across Hawaii,
right,
too.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We also would have liked to have seen an international walk from the great state of Alaska through the partner to the north, Canada.
I'll walk through Canada.
One day.
One day.
One day.
One day. Then one France, day. Then Australia, then China.
Yes, of course. Please, Robert, last we left, you had made a canine companion by the name of Ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
And left him to die at the local veterinary shelter.
I felt it only right.
Yes, yes. So then, your adventures from there, please elaborate.
Then I hit Florida. And I finished.
Wow. Breathtaking.
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Austin.
It's been an absolute pleasure. 43 episodes later, who knew we'd get to this point?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
It was your vision.
Mm-hmm. 43 and done is what I always say.
That's right. Yeah. I said that once.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Well, everyone, thank you so much for your attendance and your sharp attention to detail. I, again, have been Jack Austin for
again?
Across America with Robert Lambay.
Thank you for our French listeners.
Yes. Have a wonderful day.
We got you.
We did.
That'd be awesome if that was just the episode.
Really cool.
We just released that 2-minute segment.
Yeah.
Not even 2 minutes.
Not even, what is it, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right.
Well, okay, I guess we should talk about actual stuff.
Probably.
I'm still in Alabama, you know.
Yep. Ruffles is dead.
Ruffles died. R.I.P. Ruffles. I mean, if you had a name...
Rip Ruffles.
If you had to name a dog a chip...
If I had to name it a chip.
Yeah, what would you name it?
Cool Ranch.
That's not a dog name.
Neither is Ruffles.
It could be, though. It could be. That's the point. I'm just saying.
What's your dog's name?
Cheese
Doritos
Buff.
Locos Tacos?
Cheese Buff. Yeah. Cheeseball. It could be. Cheeseball
what
is
do
like
you call
dog
him?
Name.
Cool Ranch.
Salsa Verde.
That's what I named my youngest son.
Salsa Verde.
No, Cool Ranch.
Oh, Cool Ranch. Cool. First name Cool.
Yeah.
Middle name Ranch?
Yeah.
Austin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
cool Ranch Austin.
Cool Ranch Austin. That, now that sounds like a cowboy nickname.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds
just
like
some guy living off the land.
Famous gunslinger?
Yeah. Who's that? Over
you don't
there?
Want to go down there and tussle with Cool Ranch.
Ranch Austin.
His brother Nacho Cheese is somewhere around.
I know all the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever heard it knows all the lyrics.
Wah. Anyway. I think I was talking about, like, you know, after the dog thing. I mean, I'm still in Alabama at this point. Still hitting small towns. There are also another thing that's in Alabama a lot, which I might have mentioned for Tennessee, too, is just in the South. There's a lot of Dollar Generals. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, they're like the, I think they're like the grocery store in like these small towns.
A lot of Buffalo Wild Wings now as well.
Really? Probably.
It's been my experience.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird because I would say like Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, just a lot of Dollar Generals in the small towns. Not really any other grocery stores at all. It was just Dollar Generals. So like people, they have a decent amount of food in there. I guess. I got some Vienna sausages.
Where should you have gone? Oh my God. Dreamland Barbecue.
That's where you needed to go. But I don't think that was
that
in your
area.
Yeah, I think you would have had to gone out of your way to get there.
Is that like a chain thing, though?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just like one of the big staples down there. It might be a chain now in Alabama.
Right.
But the famous Dreamland Barbecue is down by Tuscaloosa. You would have had to go over there.
Yeah, no. I don't have a map on me, but I kind of stuck, let me think, kind of in the north part of Alabama because I was cutting over into Georgia, and then I was going to take Georgia straight down into Florida because I could have just gone down from Alabama
and done
into
the panhandle. That's what I would have done, but then again, I have a different story for me.
That's true. But I like,
up there.
Yeah, I just felt like going into Georgia, at least I hit like another state, even though I've been to Georgia before. I've been to Atlanta and stuff on vacation, but I just thought I'll go into Georgia, just make it part of
actually track. Looking it up now, there are quite a few locations. There's even one here, apparently.
I don't think I hit any, like, I didn't stop at any actual restaurants while I was in Alabama.
Northport,
or Georgia.
Montgomery, Huntsville, and now it's in Tallahassee. Tuscaloosa, Mobile, all the ones that you would think.
Mobile. No, I didn't hit.
You didn't. If you went over to the right, you didn't get there.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I don't think I hit any big cities in Alabama or Georgia.
Right.
I took a lot of country roads and stuff, so that's why I think, like...
Did the country roads take you home to a place you belong?
West yeah, Virginia, but not West Mountain Virginia. Mountain. Not West Virginia. But the Mountain Mamas.
The Mountain Mamas?
Yeah.
Woo!
Definitely took me there.
The Mountain Mamas.
I don't know. Mountain Mama, take me home.
Get me out.
I always liked that in that Alien movie, that's what they heard, like that's the song that was playing. Do you see the new one, Alien Covenant?
The one that's after Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum?
No, Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum. Not Independence Day. What did I say? I said Alien.
You did say Alien Covenant?
I mean, the Alien Prometheus, the one that takes place after Prometheus.
No, I did not see
that.
They
hear a signal, and like on the signal, they're playing John Denver, which is weird. It's like the year 2120 or something like that, and they're listening to John Denver still. That's cool.
I love that Prometheus was a secret alien movie.
Yeah, but then Covenant takes place after that, and they call it Alien, which is weird.
Right.
I don't know. Not
whatever.
Prometheus 2.
Yeah.
No, I just thought it was weird.
It was a really good reboot.
Yeah. Well, not
but this is
one.
Not Movies, Films, and Flicks, which can also be found on this channel.
On 7Lamp Productions. Go to 7lamp.com, and you can find all the movie, films, and flicks on there.
You guys get way into the movies, and I love movies, but sometimes you get into stuff like when you're...
I will be on Movies, Films, and Flicks. I'm doing an episode tomorrow, and we're just talking about Jurassic Park.
Ooh, I love that.
So that's going to be a good one.
I love that.
It was either that or like Alfred Hitchcock, and we've already done Hitchcock before, so I'm like, let's do Jurassic Park because that's my favorite movie. So we'll try it out.
My wife says she just finished the finale of Paralyzed.
And she's like two thumbs down.
You got the face like this, the eye, big eyeballs.
Oh, okay. Two thumbs down and an angry face. No spoilers.
No spoilers at all. No spoilers at all about everyone dying.
Although I do want to, exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
I do want to mention though that to talk about our audio dramas, not to go on a tangent again about our stuff because I know people just want to hear about The Walk, but we do the audio drama Story, which is in the fictional version of My Walk Across the Country.
Starring you.
Technically starring you.
No, it's all
starring
Rob.
You. No, it's not. So Jack plays the main character, but I do want to say that when I'm writing the scripts for that, sometimes I get confused with this podcast, and I'm like, did I talk about that on this podcast, or did I write that in the episode? And I'll do vice versa. Like, I'll be writing that, I'm like, I think I already mentioned this. I'm like, no, wait, that was for Across America. So it's really playing a lot of mind games with me as I write this, because I have to go back and see if I talked about a certain subject, or because I don't want to repeat dialogue, which I probably have in the story, but oh well.
Yeah.
Or even on here, I probably repeat.
I'll just
stuff.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Right.
She's amped up about it, about the finale.
She liked it? I assume she liked it then.
She's got so many questions. anyway,
I'm wondering what people think about it. But
it's going to be very interesting to see the reactions.
Oh yeah, but So if you haven't listened to Story yet, though, listen to Story or Paralyzed or any of our audio dramas.
Story is a good one.
Story, that's going to be
a little bit dramatized compared to what happened here.
Yeah, there's some stuff I changed, but
it's still good.
I feel like if you listen to this podcast and then listen to Story, or if you're listening to them at the same time, like you'll hear like what
I'm
putting
in
there.
What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Or like, hey, that didn't happen.
Right.
Or he never mentioned that.
Old wallet guy.
No mention of Wally Guy.
Can I just make a request?
No mention of Wally Guy.
Can I just make a simple request?
Sure.
That we have somebody go, hey, Wally Guy, at some point.
I'll put that in one of the episodes.
I'll play that guy, too.
In Florida or something, when he gets to Florida.
And that's Wally Guy.
Man. I did add the tent cops, though. Those are in the story.
They're for real, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to talk about the fake stuff I put in it. You have to listen and find out.
You ain't getting all that stuff for free. Yeah. Not here.
Well, technically it is for free, but yeah, just not
all
here.
Free. It's
not
all
here,
free. Though. Yep. Okay, so you were then at home.
Yeah. Listen, we already did that for the first 30 seconds. No, I'm still in Alabama. But yeah, I was talking about the Dollar Generals. And then Dollar Generals, and I've mentioned this before, but like Subways. So like I didn't eat at any actual restaurants, I think, in Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah.
But I ate like at Subway a lot. A lot of fast food. And something I didn't know that I started finding, I think it was in Alabama, was Jack's. Do you know what Jack's is?
Jack's.
I didn't know what Jack's was.
Jack's.
Not Jack in a Box.
No.
Fast food place.
Oh, then no. I don't know Jack's.
It's like, it's called
it's
Jack's.
Like Checkers?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's just like a fast food burger place. And in fact, and I don't know if that was here, I think it was in Alabama. Might have been Georgia. But there was like one time where I went into the Jack's and I was like, just got some food and I'm sitting there and some guy like comes up to me. He's like, hey man, how's it going? And I was like, pretty good. Like I thought he was just trying to start a conversation, but then he was like, why didn't you do something? And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? He's like, come on man, you didn't even recognize me. I'm like, no, I do not. And he was like, really man, really? It's like that? I'm like, I don't know who you are. He's like, come on, man. He's like, I've seen you around town. I'm like, no, you have not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking through.
You most certainly haven't, sir.
And then he was talking about how he knew me for a long time. And I was like, no. I'm like, that's not me. He's like, yeah, it is, man. He started getting like mad. He's like, yeah, it is. He's like, I've known you for a long time and you don't even say anything to me. And I'm like, am I on like someone filming me? Is this like
is
a
somebody
trick
messing with me here?
Yeah. Who's filming this from like their pocket right now, like,
yeah,
trying to get me? And he got upset with me that I didn't remember him. And I told him, like, I'm walking across the country, I don't like he's like, no man, I saw you a couple days ago, you didn't even say hi, blah blah blah. And then I was like, no, you're thinking of someone else. He's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, forget it man, forget it, just forget it. And walks away. That was the last time I ever saw him.
Wow.
I'm hoping in 30 years I'll see him again sometime, yeah, and then he'll be right.
I've had that before. But I don't get that problem where people sit and get angry.
Yeah, it was, well, it was like weird.
Thank goodness.
I mean, it was just like, it was like a weird angry. Like at first I thought he was like joking around, and then he was like, he like actually, it wasn't even like an angry, but it was kind of like, come on, like, you know me. Like this is getting ridiculous. Like
no,
you know
I don't
me.
Freaking know you.
But he made like the illusion that I've been there for like weeks and I haven't said anything.
Right.
I'm like, no, this is the first time I've ever been in this town. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. Who knows? But Jax is okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Jax actually, I think it was Jax that has, like, a pretty good breakfast, and I went there and got some breakfast. But I never even heard of that fast food restaurant. I guess it's just mostly a southern thing. Kind of how White Castle's northeast and Jack in Box
West.
White
Castle. They don't have hardly any of those around here.
No, White Castle I don't think is in Florida, is it? I don't think there is a White Castle in Florida. There's Crystal Burger,
yeah,
which is kind of like a White Castle. Mm-hmm,
but there's White Castle in North County.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you know. Maybe you should
the
do
more
your
you
research
know. Yeah, well,
before you do a podcast about walking across America.
Next time I'll go up there.
Wild accusations that there's no White Castle that I'm now Googling to make sure I'm correct.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? You're on the internet at this point, and if you're wrong, people are going to make sure that you know you're wrong, Jack.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, yeah. I know Crystal I've eaten at, and it was pretty good, but I don't think I've ever eaten at a White Castle. I've been up north, and I've seen them.
I'm just looking at this going, please God, don't make this be when I'm at home in Alabama and I see all that stuff there.
What?
Please God, don't be that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, but, I mean, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I didn't hit any other restaurants, which I should have, like, tried barbecue. I love barbecue, and I know it's probably
pretty
good.
And went through Alabama.
I know.
And Georgia.
But I'm telling
you. Oh, hey!
What?
Wait, your nearest grocer? What is this? White Castle's trying to send me to Dollar General.
Dollar General? We were just talking about them.
White Castle. Nearest location, Dollar General. What?
That's weird.
You know what they're doing is they're trying to sell their refrigerated burgers.
No. I mean, maybe they're good. I don't know. But I'm fine. I'll just have the regular stuff.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that. But I, you know, I ate at Jack's and didn't get any barbecue while I was in Alabama. But there was, when I got into Gadsden, it was like, I think it was I don't know how you pronounce it. Gadsden. Whatever. So I got to that that small town, and I actually took like a couple rest days there. And I stayed at like this like little motel, and they were like, I stayed at this one because it was like complimentary breakfast and stuff. But then when I got there, it was like really run down and like not that cool. But mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm kind of tired. I'm still just going to, like, I'm not picky with motels because it's at least a bed where I could just be sleeping on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I got a room there, and I got it for two nights so I could do some homework because I wanted to catch up on homework and stuff. And I was getting close. Like, I had a 47-page thesis that I had to write because it was my last class. So I did most of it while I was in Missouri at that where the lady let me stay there for a week.
Yeah.
So I got most of it done, but I still had to finish, like, the final, like, conclusion part of it and, like, some, like, data analysis. So as I was getting close to that, like, because it was going to be due soon, I stopped here to do some homework, but the motel I stayed at, like, the complimentary breakfast, like, I literally went downstairs, and there's another family in there, and I, like, walked in, and they're just standing by, like, this pastry, like, little bowl, and it just has literally, like, maybe, like, 20 raspberry pastries, and they, like, are, like, talking about, like, is this it? Is this it? I hear them just going, like, this is it. This is their breakfast. This is the breakfast. And then finally, like, I come over and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that's it. Like, that's the breakfast.
Yeah.
And then they went and they asked the front desk. They're like, yeah, that's all we have for
breakfast.
That's
Continental. Thank you. Bye.
20 raspberry. What if they run out?
What if you had,
I mean, maybe they had, like,
people.
20 more in the back. They just, that's all they had was just boxes of raspberry pastries.
We only put out 20 at a time. We don't want to burn up the microwave.
They weren't microwaved. They were just cold.
Oh, nice.
Just laying there. I was like, well, that kind of sucks, but oh well.
Did you just go out and get breakfast?
Yeah, I went to Jack's. So that's how I knew that they had a good, I think it was Jack's. I went there and I just got a good breakfast. And I believe there was a Pizza Hut there, and I got, I think it was Pizza Hut that I got, and got a large stuffed crust. And
well,
ate it for that whole day. Just ate a large stuffed crust pizza and breadsticks too. And
living large.
And in between homework, you know what I did? I watched some Golden Girls, because Golden Girls was on TBS all the time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I hadn't watched it in a long time.
Personally, not a big Golden Girls fan, but whatever.
You know what? I didn't. I don't know why my throat hurts, but I'm talking too much. No, but I didn't really care about Golden Girls that much either until I was on this walk, and I realized every time I, like, stayed at, like, a motel or something, it was always on TV, and for some reason I just watched it, and then I'm like, now I'm a Golden Girls fan. Not that I watch it now that I'm home and can have access to all the seasons, but mm-hmm, it was cool to watch on TBS. And I would watch local news. Like, I'm not a hunter or anything, but like the hunting channels on, like, the motel TVs, like, they were on every motel TV in, like, the South. Like, there's a ton of hunting channels.
they're interesting too.
Well, they're like local ones too. Like I guess that they just put out. Like, I would just watch it and it would just be like local whatever channel. It was interesting, but I'm not into hunting, so I went back to Golden Girls. You know what I mean? But after that, I did get a lot of my homework done. And, like, that was, like, the hardest part of, like, the walk at this point was that I needed to stop every week to just do homework. The homework wasn't hard. I was only taking two classes to finish up my degree. But I was, like, I needed Wi-Fi connection. So I was, like, well, I need to at least stop by a campground or a motel to get, like, Wi-Fi, and I always had to look to see if they had free Wi-Fi, and like,
and if they didn't, you kept moving
because I think it was,
you were picky.
Well, I think it was this motel that, like, the Wi-Fi was working, like, the first day, and then when I had to submit a project the next day, the Wi-Fi went out, and I was like, what the hell? So I, like, went and, like, asked them, and they're like, oh, we're having issues or something like that, and I'm like, no, please don't have issues.
You can't be having
like,
issues.
I can't walk far. And I mean, I still had like a day or two before I had to turn in the assignment, but it was like, I'm not going to hit another town that has like Wi-Fi for a while.
Right.
So then I was like, I looked around and then I saw, I think there was a McDonald's there. So I'm like, all right. So I just packed up my homework and stuff and just went over to McDonald's and like used their Wi-Fi. And I'm like, all right, if I can hit a McDonald's too,
right?
I can just do homework there.
You got a good chance of hitting one of those too.
And yeah, and like I said, in the South, like ever since Tennessee, even Subway, I think had, some of them had Wi-Fi and stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna hit someplace that has Wi-Fi. I wasn't too worried about that too much, but I liked doing it in the comfort of my motel room. Like on a bed or like at a table rather than like at McDonald's where I feel like I have to order like a large fry every hour. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'm just loitering at that point.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do though. I would just order like a large fry and then like an hour later, I'm like, oh, I'm not done yet. Can I get like, I don't know, a small drink? And then like a little bit later,
they're like, this guy's made of money.
Yeah, can I get an ice cream? And just do that, you know.
Are you a part owner?
Like at Starbucks, where they're like, you can't sit here. Now Starbucks changed their
policy.
Yeah, they say like you don't have to, you can order like one drink. You don't have to keep, like, they're not going to kick you out after an hour or anything.
Because they realized they were losing business.
Yeah, people were like, screw it. I'll get coffee and internet access somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing I want to talk about before we wrap up is just that I looked it up because I wanted to see the dates and stuff, but Piedmont. When I hit that town, it was October 20th. I wrote that down.
Ooh.
So that's how we know.
Spooky.
Getting close to Halloween. But yeah, October 20th. So I'm in Alabama on October 20th. So like that's, nights were about to get like starting to get colder too.
So you need to be in Florida and home by October 23rd.
Yeah, so I drank some energy drinks and just hightailed it out of there.
Yeah.
Threw the cart to the side and just ran.
This is a lineman trot across the country.
No, but I did have to be home by December something because of my finals.
Mm-hmm.
For I had to present my my
thesis.
Yeah, like to the class. And I remember emailing my teacher and being like, so I'm walking across the country right now. But I have to do
Mr. Excuses.
Yeah. Like, oh, what now? Did Ruffles eat your homework?
Yeah. Ruffles eat your homework, wallet guy?
Trust me, I heard about you. I know your excuses.
You're all sorts of trouble.
Yep. Always needing to sleep by railroad tracks and such, causing all kinds of problems.
You destroyed a small town because of your ignorance.
No, but I was like, all right. I have plenty of time to get home. Like, that was plenty of time. So I was like, I'm fine. But yeah, I just, on October 20th, and that's when night started getting actually colder at night, which I was surprised. But, you know, I'm still in Alabama.
Hot.
Well, sexy, sure.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
All right, that's all I wanted to say. It's all October right. 20th.
Yeah, October 20th. Thank you.
Cool. It actually is almost, we're at that wow. time. That's
October. It's October 22nd today.
And technically, this one's not releasing until next week. So.
Right.
Not that we record
Ooh,
early.
Spooky. These are all live.
Yeah. That's why people love podcasts, because right. they're live. All right. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Bye.
See you guys. This has been a Seven Lamb production.